This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A deal seems to be coalescing in which Iran would back off its nuclear program in exchange for easing off of economic sanctions. U.S. Secretary of State and his French counterpart are due in Geneva today to work out details. Israel had been pushing for tougher sanctions, and the emerging news has angered Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, who said, quote, "Israel utterly rejects a deal like this." The BBC's Imogen Foulkes is in Geneva. Good morning.
Good morning.
There are signs of possible movement involving sanctions and Iran's nuclear program this morning. Would you describe them as first steps?
That's how the United States, Britain, France, and so on are describing them, first steps towards a framework agreement. Now, yesterday evening here in Geneva, the Iranians were making it sound rather more of a done deal. But off the record, some of the Western diplomats, the British, the Americans, I bumped into the British, in fact, this morning, who said, well, some progress has been made, but it's certainly not a done deal. But what's on the table, and where there seems to be at least their approaching agreement, is Iran scaling down its nuclear program, but not abandoning it completely, in return for an easing or indeed an abandonment of the sanctions.
And no details yet about which sanctions might be eased or removed at this stage?
Well, it's all speculation, but we know that Iran would like to be able to sell its oil freely. We have to be perfectly frank that there's some big emerging economic powers, China, India, Brazil, who would want to buy Iranian oil. The other thing is, I think Iran would like to not have these financial sanctions. It would like to be able to be completely free in financial transactions on the open market. And it has been very frustrated by these sanctions over the years. So those are the kinds of things we're looking at. Of course, even if a deal is reached, it wouldn't happen overnight. There's been speculation of some kind of 6-month, very intensive inspection of Iran's nuclear program to really ascertain that it is for peaceful purposes only. And at that point, then perhaps the sanctions would be eased.
The BBC's Imogen Foulkes in Geneva. Thank you very much.
Thanks to you.